no way. Yes, that's right. So 29 to go. Now, what? Oh, yeah, I'm going to drink some honey in them. It's now time to return to the task of singing our song to our Australian colonial cousins, which I don't know how far you got. What was that?
Oh,
you even sang it while I was gone.
Have you got?
Oh, it was a rehearsal. Okay, yes. They didn't hear it though.
They didn't hear it. No.
Why? Because
internet connection.
Right. So we do need to. It comes and goes, the internet connection. But if we sing it, then the chances are we'll eventually be able to hear it because they will hear everything. And that was a rehearsal anyway. Is it? I think it, no, we haven't got a webcam. Although Kitson's got a webcam in his camera, so later we should be able to actually broadcast live to Australia. But for the time being, I think if you just sing it properly, at some point they'll re-establish the connection and they'll be fine.
We've got to find John Oliver in the next 5-10 minutes, I think.
Okay, let's bang this song out and then ring Oliver.
Let's bang the bloody song out.
We're going to bang the bloody song out. Yeah. Okay, so you've only just done some singing, so everyone's vocal cords should be warmed up, which is, once again, Amy is to the fore, and I mean, I'm the only person who doesn't actually know the song now, technically. I think if it helps you to sing, stand. Some professional singers find that when they're standing up, they do better. That's why you often see Pavarotti on his feet, and you very rarely see him sing from an armchair. The Aussies are on the phone.
Yes, oh, let's do it now.
Hello, Australians. Hello? 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 It seems to be connected, but I can't hear anything.
Hello?
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 It's working.
Hi.
Hello? Yes, Andrew. Hi.
We're just about to sing you a song again, Andrew.
Yes, well, we heard that because the connection's cutting in and out.
Yes, I think we probably could. Yes, I think we probably could, Andrew.
One.
What does everyone think? Probably?
One.
Yes. Okay, are you ready?
All right, I'll put it on that speaker. Hold on.
Okay, I've got some stuff on my foot, Andrew.
All right.
Oops, lazy. Oh, bollocks. Hello, Andrew. Well, I've just taken it off loudspeaker because of a mask. Okay, we're back. Can you hear me, Andrew? Okay, we're now going to sing you the song to sing back to you after yours. And your country's called McClell Land, by the way.
Oh, very, very flattering.
Wait till you hear the song, mate. Here we go.
Lovely McClellan, Andrew's merry band, in the country of koalas and sand, where they surf and they play and they barbecue their life away. We keep in touch through the chortle broadband. They may be born of convicts and immigrants, but they're our friends neath the hot southern sun. They may not be here, but of the fun.
Oh!
Lovely McClellan, Andrew's merry band, in the country of koalas and sand, where they surf and they play and they barbecue their life away. We keep in touch through the chortle broadband. They've started much later, 9 hours ahead of Ale now, marking about in the dark of the night. From Edinburgh to Erinsborough, they're in our hearts and we're in theirs. They'd all be here if they got a long flight. Lovely McClellan, Andrew's merry band, in the country of koalas and sand, where they surf and they play and they barbecue their life away. We keep in touch through the chortle broadband.
And a key change.
Lovely McClellan, to them reach our hands, in the country of koalas and sand, where they eat kangaroo and they watch Paul Hogan's movies too. We keep in touch through the chortle broadband.
Yes. And that. We didn't hear you all clapping because we were also clapping ourselves. But did you enjoy it?
I should put out, unfortunately, it's only Lawrence Lang and I that remain.
That's two more people than if nobody had heard that, Andrew.
But nonetheless, Lawrence and I are barbecuing a kangaroo.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that romp through the stereotypes of your nation, Andrew. How long are you going to be up for, Andrew? Andrew McClellan. Andrew, we're going to come to you a little bit later, I think. But that was that. Overall, that song exchange was really nice, I thought, didn't you?
It was beautiful.
Whether Australian or British, we can all agree some things are nice, and that was one of them. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye for now to Australia and Andrew McClellan. And Lawrence Lone. Marvellous. And now it's time to... phone John Oliver. But first, I think, should we welcome back Tim?
Do you want to come back?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim's horn's done a backdrop for this. Ah, it's lovely Tim Key. I've got a curry now. Horn... has just done about, at least a four-hour stretch behind the desk, often not with as much credit as Tim sometimes gets. He did a lot of good. Probably the outstanding act of Horn's tenure was to alter Wikipedia falsely to allege that Dara O'Brien had been kicked by Lucy Porter. We'll tell you about that in a moment, Tim. So, ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for stalwart behind the computer, Alex Horn. We'll get a thought. Great. blimey. We've now got to do a couple of things. We'd like to talk to John Oliver in the States. But we've also got to, settle this question of where the show is going to take place. If you've just come in, Key, yeah. We've got a dilemma, which is that, initially, Laura, we wouldn't be allowed to move the 9:45 show. We wouldn't be able to get them in here because there's too many people in upstairs. But now we've got an option. We can either have the show in here like last year and they'll open up the doors and the people will just have to crush in there and it'll be difficult but fine. Or we can find a neutral venue, provisionally titled Wattstock, and do it like outdoors. Obviously, it'll be harder on my voice to do that.
Probably. I heard that.
You heard that?
Well, the talk at the moment is of finding a megaphone and doing it in the meadows.
I see. Finding a megaphone and doing it in the meadows. Yes, important point. The people who are coming from the courtyard have paid to see a proper show, and it won't be that anyway. Like either way, it's going to be a very, very strange rendition of the show. But in a way, we should perhaps do it in the most professional way we can. It's difficult. I mean, I'll throw it open now. Has anyone got a point in favour of either doing it in here? I think, in a way, the best thing, although also the less glamorous thing, is to do it in here as last year with the audience on both sides, because it'll be the closest we can get to them actually seeing the show properly.
There's massive cupboards, though.
Yeah, it is going to be hard. Like, if those people from the courtyard do come here, I wonder if we can get them to come in rickshaws this year. Last year I led the hunt thinking, I wish I was just in the meadows but not watching a long show. And that would be an understandable point of view. Alice? Alice, whose surname is Meadows, isn't it? Yeah, Alice's name is Alice Meadows. Does that justify it, though? So, for example, I would start with, hello, we're in the meadows. Whoop. Or something like that. Yes, perhaps by that laugh it is worth it. Okay, thank you, Alice. Yeah, I don't know what the logistics are of actually trying to get another room.